everything's running smoothly.
Oh, happy Monday. Happy Victory Monday. My name's Hartzell. That guy, that's Peter. Peter M. Sween. The M stands for Miami.
Good morning, Hartzell. It is a good day to be a Kansas City, and it's a great day to be a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs because for the first time in 50 seasons.
Tell me about it. Tell me again, Pete. Tell me again, Pete.
They are headed to the Super Bowl. AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs for the first time in franchise history. The last time they went.
I like the way you say that. I like the way you say that, Pete.
The last time they went to the Super Bowl, it was still the AFL day, so they were the AFL champions. And this marks the first time the AFC title comes to Kansas City. With that, the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
Home, baby. It's where it belongs. Where it should always have been. Ain't never leaving either. Mm. Never leaving that spot from here on out.
I like when Fairweather fans like you are excited. That's how you know. It's a
I'm
big
playing
goal.
Them off. Playing them off, y'all. Hey! Hey!
Yeah, I'm sure you were watching every game during the 2-10 days. 2-13, 2-14.
Thick Bone, Thick Pin was my guy. Mm-hmm. Little mm-hmm. Damon Heward action.
If you're just waking up, it is bitterly cold today. Bitterly cold in Kansas City, Missouri. The temperatures are in the teens, but the real feel is by 9 a.m., the real feel is going to be, and I kid you not, Hartzell, 2 degrees.
Dumb. That's dumb.
So make sure you are bundling up right now. High of 15 today.
Too real feel.
High of 15. High of 15. Low of 6.
Thank you. Ugh.
And then Tuesday, high of 34, low of 30.
Doesn't even matter. I'm still super hot. I'm still too hot to try. Super Bowl, baby.
Look at you.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I was texting all my buddies. We have this group chat, and of course, everybody's losing their minds. When you grow up with now late 20 suburban, now I guess they're dads now, you can just tell how you put all your chips in one basket. You got to divide and conquer.
That's right.
So they've got kids now. They got to now, you know, what's your one extracurricular activity? And it's all just Chiefs. It's Chiefs football.
Yeah.
And so we're chatting last night and we're all just like, man, this doesn't make any sense. Like I can't sleep. I'm just looking at the ceiling like, wait a minute. Like we're not done this week. Like we still have football to play. It's so I like this feeling. I could get used to this feeling. I don't know about you.
Yeah, and I think to an extent Kansas Cityans should, because you have a quarterback here who is otherworldly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is playing as good as anyone has in the first 2 years of their career. And typically in the NFL, the prime of your career, when you're at your absolute best, usually comes when you're 26, 27. Mahomes is 24.
Stupid.
So he will still get better for another 3 or 4 years, which is wild to think about. And here he is now, yesterday. The Chiefs, the Lamar Hunt Trophy comes out. You have Travis Kelce on the stage.
My man.
I got a few sounds for you. Here was Kelce on the stage with CBS.
I'll tell you what. It's been 7 years coming, baby. I learned one thing since I've been here. You got to fight for your right to fight. Chiefs are the AFC champions, and we go back to James Brown and the crew.
Yeah, it gives you goosebumps. 35-24 win over the Tennessee Titans.
Where'd those goosebumps come from? I thought I was done with that. Nope, not yet.
The Chiefs were actually down in this game. It seems to be their MO this playoffs is getting down early. They were down 10-0, rally back. Patrick Mahomes had one of the greatest plays you'll ever see. It was a 27-yard touchdown run where he broke a few tackles and juked a few guys.
That's going to be on a all-time list.
It wasn't the best play of Patrick Mahomes' career, but he tapped into that Mahomes magic moment. Mm-hmm. It was one of those magic plays, and it just came at such a crucial moment. The Chiefs were only up 3 points, and then once they were able to get that touchdown, make it 21-17, then they never looked back.
That was it.
So actually, it was 17-14 Tennessee. They took the lead, and then they never lost a lead after that. So that's what I mean.
Get that flex. Came out right. Flexing.
Came out flexing. There was some swagger to it. And then the Chiefs scored 2 more touchdowns, put the game out of reach, 35-17. Tennessee was able to get another touchdown, but there you go. A big talking point in this game was Frank Clark, and it came out on Saturday as you and I were gallivanting around the city. Taking in some soccer.
When do we even talk about that? I don't. You know what? We'll get to it eventually.
Yes. So Frank Clark apparently on Saturday told James Palmer of NFL Network essentially that he's not scared of Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry was the running back for the Titans, had three straight games of 180 yards or more. Frank Clark and the Chiefs defense held him to 19 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown.
Nice.
And here was Frank Clark after the game.
Past two games, he's gained 70 yards, over 200 yards each game. I know damn well we wasn't going to win the game if we let that happen. They come in here, he ran for 70 yards. They call him the best rusher in the league. We sit in this home early.
I posted the comments that you said to me. And all over social media, everybody said you better watch your back, that you're saying things that you can't cash. Everybody on social media saying. Back.
They must not know who I am yet. They're going to find out sooner or later when I got that ring on my finger.
Ooh,
at the end of the day, we champions. Ooh. AFC, that trophy that got my own and last name on it, that's the KC. That KC. Ain't no fall off. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, this is going to change. Look at this. We're the best in the world.
Go enjoy it.
Woo! My man's hot.
They are a team with something to prove. They'll go and they take on the San Francisco 49ers in the next round. And Las Vegas has opened the Chiefs up as 1.5-point favorites.
What do you think? That sound about right?
I actually think it's low. I think the Chiefs are a little bit better than that.
I agreed. I saw that tweet and thought maybe I should put some money down now. I think that's gonna go. That line's gonna change.
Knowing these two teams and just looking at the quarterbacks, and I always turn to the quarterbacks. Yeah. This is now Jimmy G versus Patrick Mahomes. Like Patrick Mahomes is in another class.
What did he throw for? What did Jimmy throw for?
It was under 100 yards.
Yeah, it was boo boo.
I can pull it up for you.
No, don't waste your time. It's fine.
It was 77 yards. He threw 8 passes in the game, and so. It was a running back for San Francisco, 29 attempts for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns. They went straight up run, which is what the Chiefs faced in this game, that potential, and they were able to beat it. And they advanced to the Super Bowl, and people are excited. I do the post game for 610 Sports Radio. Mm-hmm. Here was one of the calls last night.
Let's start with Chester.
Hello! Is my shepherd, and I shall go to the Super Bowl. My cup runneth over. We've been waiting so long. Raise it up. Don't let it down. Nobody take your crown. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all my football life. And I will dwell. We're going to the Super Bowl. Don't you know the green pasture and the sea of waters? We'll go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes.
Surely,
yes.
We waited long enough.
Don't let no man
take your crown.
Yes.
Oh, he shook the harness nuts of the defense. Shaking the heart and nuts of the offense. Shaking the executive coaches. Shaking the total team. Who motivates the motivator? Can they go? God bless you.
Oh, yes, Chiefs Kingdom. What's that man's name? He calls all the time.
Chester. So Chester graced us with his presence outside.
No, Chester took us to church.
On the post.
That was a sermon.
If you want more of that, go to the Arrowhead Pride podcast channel for that full show. It's about 2.5 hours of similar calls. We must have took 20-25 calls.
How long were you on? Game got over what?
Game ended about 5:20-ish, and we were on until 8. And right now, 610's doing 50 straight hours of Chiefs coverage. So
really lucked out on that one, didn't we?
Dusty, a colleague of ours, is on right now.
Would have been a long 50 hours if it's a different result.
Would have been a long 50 hours, yeah. So the Chiefs now look forward to Miami. This will be another chance for Andy Reid. He goes back to the Super Bowl for only his second time in 21 years as a head coach. Andy Reid was talking about the road from losing last year and then finally winning this year.
Yeah, we all were bitter over that. I mean, that's not a good feeling. And it wasn't just D, it was everybody. So everybody took the responsibility. And with that, you feel that. You know, that's not a good feeling. So I was proud of that, driving us through you know, training camp and into the season, you have great expectations like this football team had to be able to sit here today and be in this position. That's a challenge. And there's a lot of things that go into that. And, you know, you guys have got that locker room's got to be right. And the coaching staff has to be right. And guys have to be able to check their egos at the door. And you know, their ups and downs and all those things, not getting down on each other. And but I'm proud of the guys for doing all that.
The time is yours. I got the press conference brought to the field. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, the way it works is if the road team wins the championship, they do it in the locker room. Mm-hmm. But if the home team wins it, they do it on the field. So they had the Lamar Hunt ceremony. And
how perfect was that, man?
This is a trophy, too, that was installed, you know, after the Chiefs had won their initial AFL title.
Right.
And so the Chiefs had never won the Lamar Hunt trophy, even though he founded the team.
You know, you broke that news to me. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That, yeah, there was no AFC that last time we did this thing.
Exactly. And so it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy to even think about. And I've talked to a lot of Chiefs fans after the game. And, you know, it's 610 Sports because a lot of the guys that work at 610, they're from the area. And you could see in people's brains, it's just hard to process that the Chiefs are going to be the team in the game that you watch every single year. And it doesn't happen a lot.
What's the difference between this run and that first Royals run?
Well, to me, last year in this sense was the 2014, where you're close, you get a taste, and then all of a sudden the Patriots find a way to win.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second year where the Chiefs are favorite. They're favorite in the Super Bowl right now. That's
and once again, we're going against San Fran.
Even though
I hate San Fran.
Even though it's a point and a half, that's not a lot of a spread. The Chiefs are favored to win. So, you know,
think about that,
X
y'all.
Amount of
Your
simulations.
Chiefs are favored to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and you are going to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say. So your real feel on Thursday still will be in the 30s. Mine will be 75-ish. So I'm excited about that. Starting Thursday,
honestly,
I will be in the state of Florida.
I just want you to know, I was also in Hard Rock Stadium this summer.
You were.
I walked around the stadium, Hard Rock's beautiful, and I said my Hail Mahomes.
Your prayers.
My prayers.
You ate your vitamins.
I Hulk Hogan did. And so you're welcome. Just saying, you're welcome.
I predicted 36-22 in this game, 35-24. So three points off. Not too bad.
It's about time you got a hot take, right?
I don't know if that's a hot take. Just a score.
So, yeah, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. So, check the
socials.
So, starting Friday,
I'll be in Tampa to start visiting some friends. And then I'll take a quick flight across the state and go to Miami on Monday. And I'll be in Miami from what I've been told Monday to Monday. I'll actually be going to the Super Bowl as a media member. So, I'll be in the press box, I'm told. We'll see if everything is all right because you got to get credentialed and so on. And
cool,
tickets
dude.
Right now are going
cool.
for $11,000.
What?
Right now.
For real?
Yeah. So it's
not $1,100.
Nope.
Mm-mm. What?
Mm-hmm.
For the privilege and the pleasure.
Taking any Kansas City bias out of it, this should be a way more exciting Super Bowl than last year's was. Like, just for the general football fan.
Who is the world pulling for? You got your finger on the pulse.
I think this could be your. You could be on either end of it. I think in this one, I think you'll have more people.
Twitter
rooting
seems
for the Chiefs
pretty split.
I think you'll have more people rooting for the Chiefs by like a little because the 49ers historically have been a little bit easier team to hate.
Yeah.
So I think you'll get some of those fans. And here's one thing I'm going to start saying today on the news so you get a little preview of my hits.
Oh, here we go.
You have one opportunity when a player is this young like Mahomes to be the hero. Yeah. One chance. So enjoy the rest of the league and the rest of the league's fans rooting for you because if this winning continues, that is going to turn to, I'm sick of Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, as this goes along.
Everybody loved Brady
so
that one time.
It's either going to be you with them or against them. Mahomes is good enough where this could turn into like a Jordan's Bulls thing, where you'll have other people in other states joining you or, you know, they'll just be against you naturally. So, like I said, you get one chance to be the hero.
A quarterback
be the Chiefs
is coming
hero.
Out of AFC who's not Brady, Roethlisberger.
Right. One Super Bowl Super Bowl for another organization is cool. When they start doing it a few times in a row or like 3 and 5 years, that's when you become the new Patriots.
Yeah.
And I think that could be in store for Kansas City. Yeah, people releasing shirts. We have plenty of merch up at Arrowhead Pride if you want to take part in that. Our friends at Charlie Hustle released 2 new shirts, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We should be showing them off a little bit later this week.
KCMS20, get that discount, baby. Listen, with the new stuff coming out, yo, KCMS20, go ahead.
But that's your quick sports update. I mean,
listen,
I don't give a shit about impeachment today. I don't.
We should mention, though, we thank, what was it, Strange Days Brewing. Hartzell started talking about Tottenham last week.
Yeah.
And someone caught wind of it or something, and somehow it gained traction where you said you were a Tottenham fan.
I am, as of last June.
Our friends at the Tottenham Spurs KC Club invited us to Strange Days Brewing at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday.
I didn't think you were going to make it. I didn't think I was going
to
make it.
I was actually hoping you didn't text me. I was ready to roll over.
We were both expecting that because I looked at my phone and like, oh, you didn't text me. I could probably go ahead and bang this.
I would have went right to sleep.
And you're thinking the same thing. Yes. We both are looking at our phones, hoping none of us text each other.
I set my alarm for 5:15 in the morning, and I'm like, okay, I haven't seen a text from him yet. Uh-huh. I'll put my phone on loud.
That's
and
about
then
right.
Do another alarm at 5:45 to just confirm. And then like 5:19 comes, it goes ping. And I'm like, oh, we're doing this. Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. But anyway, we ended up going.
And it was a great time.
It was fun. It was fun. It's crazy how the morning developed because I thought I was a member of Tottenham with you.
Uh-huh. Oh, I almost forgot about this. We did a couple flights, y'all, so I kind of forgot about this part.
Yes, at 6:30. I think we were a little tipsy, probably before 7:30-ish, maybe 8.
Man, we were lit as hell. let's just call a spade, man.
And so...
Oh, man.
We did a story on Instagram. You could go see it. I put it in like the little highlight box, mm-hmm. The KC Morning Show on Instagram, so you can kind of see how our morning
the progression
turned out. And so Hartzell becomes his Tottenham fan. We have these shirts now. Uh-huh. Our shirts came in. I gave you yours. And Matt, one of their friends, I guess, walks in later on, and he's like, I only root for Crystal Palace yourself. Yeah. And it seems like the Spurs group probably has, what, about 20 people at least?
A good
at
following.
Least.
A good
so I'm like,
following.
You root for Crystal Palace yourself? And they're playing Man City, who's a good team. So I say, okay, if Crystal Palace wins this game, I'll help you with this Crystal Palace initiative.
Because he was repping it all by himself.
Freaking Palace scores out of nowhere. And it's 1-0.
Spoiler, they're not good. This wasn't supposed to happen at all. Was not supposed to be a thing.
We were just sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going to have to start this group. And then Man City comes back and makes it 2-1. So we're sitting there, and then all of a sudden, toward the end of the game, Palace scores again.
Had no business.
No, so they end up getting a tie, and I told Matt that I would help along. So now, I guess you are what is a Tottenham fan.
I'm a lone Spur.
And I guess I like this bum team, Crystal Palace.
So now you're going to take it up.
Matt was texting me last night and said that there's a game on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I said, Matt, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. I can't go to that. So maybe after the Chiefs season is over,
I'll be able to watch
some. What
a poser fan. I thought you're
Crystal
all in.
Palace game.
I thought you're all in.
You know, when the flights are flowing,
we're all fans.
Before dawn on Saturday morning.
We saw our first sunrise together, Pete, and the sunset because it was a long day.
It was a nice day. But anyway, thank you for the invite, and
we'll be back.
Here's our thing.
Absolutely.
And this is the biggest thing. If you're a listener of the KC Morning Show and you have something going on in Kansas City, it's easier for us if it's the weekend, but we'll never turn down an invite.
No, we will invite ourselves even.
That's a good point. Yep. So if you have an event that you would like us to come to, happy to do it. We'll take some videos.
Hey, UMKC, looking
fun.
At you. Rue up. I think that'd be our next field trip. A little Rue up. Maybe a little Rue basketball.
About
a
little hoop game.
A little hooping. I'm down with that.
Hoop, there it is.
Okay.
KC Morning Show.
And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
This is MLK Day. Every third Monday of January for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights leader. That might be my favorite speech from MLK. Unfortunately, his last major speech, almost prophetic, if you remember that line where he says, I may not get there with you, because he was assassinated April 4th, 1968 in Memphis. So a big thing that I love about Kansas City, and it's nationwide, worldwide, but Kansas City's been very, very good about this every MLK Day, it's always good to do a day of service. That's kind of one of the things that's been encouraged. And Kansas City usually has some great events going on. I know you've found anything?
There are a number of service events today. If you just go online, for example, City Year has a day of service, and you can help out with that. A lot of these are starting by the time our show will go up, so I would just encourage you, if you want to get out there.
Good call.
I mean, I hate to be the person that's like, hey, Google this, but it's easy to. But then on January 24th, this Friday, Martin Luther King Jr. Lecture Series, that'll happen. Guest speaker, Sister Souljah, hip-hop generation best-selling author, activist, and recording artist at Phil Producer. Open to the public, registration is required, 6 p.m., Sweeney Recreation Center, 5030 Holmes, Kansas City.
Oh, so, UMKC, there you go.
They'll be having a lecture series, which is always so good to take in if you want to learn more about Martin Luther King Jr., the man, and that is, again, on January 24th, which is Friday.
Go change the world.
Share this news story. It's unfortunate. Overnight in Kansas City, there was a deadly shooting outside of KC nightclub.
Big old bummer.
Two dead. At least 15 others were hurt.
15?
Yeah, at Jesus. 9 Ultra Lounge. So,
don't do that, y'all.
Facebook post showed the club was hosting a sold-out celebration party after the Chiefs won the AFC title game.
We were having such a good day.
Three in critical condition, so we're following
that
story.
Let's not do this again.
It seemed like it was contained, so you hope that everyone in the hospital is okay there. But yes, two unfortunately pass away from, you know, was a big celebration night in the city, and someone opened fire.
I love when you lead with that positive, encouraging, uplifting news. I love it when you do that, Pete.
Well, I wanted to make sure we share. We talked about the good, and this is like really unfortunate.
That's true. Other than that, now, Pete, give me some drum roll, baby. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
One, two, three, four.
Find that beat, baby. That hot, sweaty, passionate, Super Bowl news. Let's do the what, Pete? Let's do the...
That mother tripping news?
Let's do that.
Ooh, that news.
That news.
The news.
Where's that beat? There it is. I think here comes the horns. There they are.
You got this song down now.
It's that Monday, Victory Monday horn in the background. How does this cat always find a way between that cat of yours and Radio Goddamn Henry? Talk about some Easter
back
eggs.
Back in here for a little news with myself, Radio Henry, and Hartzell.
So many Easter eggs on this show, your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. Peter, give me a letter.
T.
Peter T. Sween. The T stands for... Touchdown! All right, let us proceed with the news. New record, Pete. We took that 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Not my choice.
Oh, we're nailing that.
We got to make this quick and dirty. I got to get out of here soon.
Oh, shoot, you were right. We got you got TV today.
About 10 minutes.
Probably an important day for you to do some TV talking about the Chiefs.
Televizzle.
Okay. Let's be quick then. All right. Trial starts tomorrow. Impeachment proceedings. The trial has arrived. The articles are now in the hands of the Senate. Big day. Big week.
New legal filing now revealing how the president's lawyers plan to respond to those articles of impeachment.
This weekend, Trump's legal team fired off this six-page letter, insisting the president did absolutely nothing wrong and calling the Democrats' articles of impeachment constitutionally invalid on their face.
I think it would create a terrible, terrible precedent for future presidents if we were to weaponize the impeachment provisions.
House managers take issue with what they call the astounding claim that pressuring Ukraine to interfere in our election is the president's way of fighting corruption. It is not, they insist. Rather, it is corruption itself, naked, unapologetic, and insidious.
So get this, Pete, because this is supposed to be a uncomfortable, weird process. You're going to hear some things and see some things that we haven't done in hundreds of years. For example, you're going to hear the Sergeant of Arms. You're going to see the Senate Sergeant of Arms. Do you have any idea who that is?
Mm-mm.
Old traditions. So you're going to hear, hear ye, hear ye. Like that's
hear
a thing.
Hear ye, hear ye.
That's going to be.
Lend me your ear.
That's friends, Romans, countrymen. What? That's Caesar. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. We come here to.
Hear ye, hear ye.
There we go.
Lend me your ear.
We come to, we come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. There you go.
Et tu?
Stuff like et tu.
Hard to say. Oh my God.
Master's degree. Senators are not only restricted from speaking in the chamber when the trial is underway, they also are not allowed to have any reading material. So we're talking books, magazines. They are just basically quiet jurors. So this whole thing is going to look weird. It's going to feel weird. That's intentional because we don't want to keep doing this.
Just a quick show note for you. I just got word that they're moving my segment 15 minutes later, so there's more time than just if you don't have to rush.
Oh, well, in that case, I might even do a little thing. I had that.
We do have to get to Friday's.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But you should never have told me that because I had a thing that says if time allows for, means time will allow for. But we'll get to that in a second. I know that we were doing all Chiefs yesterday and Arrowhead was rocking. So if you heard anything or you felt anything, maybe you just attributed that to Chiefs Kingdom. Well, not necessarily. There was, in fact, a Kansas quake. You like that for an alliteration, Pete?
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 4.4 magnitude earthquake shook the earth about a mile away from Hutchinson, Kansas. Hutchinson is about 200 miles away from Kansas City, but some in the metro say they felt it.
It's never a good question when you have to ask if you feel it.
Oh, God.
Monday, baby! 4.4 quakes. I'm not going to pretend to be a geologist. I got nothing on this one.
I was at the station when it happened, and I didn't.
Oh, did you really feel it?
No, I didn't feel it.
Okay. Big science guy, huh? Big science guy. I feel like you really nailed that.
Pete Sweeney,
experiment.
Bill Nye.
Sitting at home,
just watching it with my family.
I am sitting in my bedroom and I'm just watching it.
I was sitting on the right side of our sofa, which is generally not my favorite side to sit on.
I went to the kitchen and decided I was going to start making this complicated recipe. I never left the kitchen again. I had to watch from the dinky TV in the kitchen.
Put on the hat, dinky. And from there, everything turned around.
You know this is said it. Superstitions. We have to now, whatever you did yesterday, whatever you did in the playoffs, keep doing that. Because I was reading yesterday, everyone now is setting in stone their superstitions for the Super Bowl. What have you heard? I know you got phone calls yesterday during Arrowhead Pride. Anybody telling you some of the stuff they were doing?
There wasn't really any superstition. Last year was just utter shock.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I should say, was utter shock. I imagine there'll be a ton of that, though. I think there's going to be a ton of fans that try to do the same exact thing that they would any other Sunday.
Well, I saw Cam said he wants to grow out a mustache, playoff Super Bowl mustache. It's just itch.
Reel it in, Cam.
And I am immune to growing any kind of facial hair, so this right
the thing
here
is
20 years in the making.
If you're going to go with a mustache and you're a guy and you're an adult, you gotta have you gotta have your partner locked up because they gotta be stuck with you if you're gonna go stash.
So if you have any of your Super Bowl or sports traditions, please let us know at the KC Morning Show on Instagram or at KC Morning Show on Twitter and or Facebook. I realized as I was going back and seeing like, was there anything I've done or not done as this has started? I have not gotten a haircut since that Tennessee Titans loss. So I'm going to go ahead and say this is also me. So not only did I give us the good luck charm in Miami, also I'm growing the fro out for Mahomes. Froze out for Mahomes.
Chiefs fans believe Hartzell fro leaves. I don't know.
A study came out, Pete.
I do love studies.
You remember how you said we have a little extra time now? Remember when I told you that there was a thing that I said if time allows for?
Colonel Mustard in the study with the rope.
On behalf of Mattress Advisor, you know where this is going, right?
Don't want
to
know.
You know what we're about to do? You know we're about to put together?
Oh, God.
A list!
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list!
Oh, you thought you were going to get a list today? On this Victory Monday, this Super Bowl Monday, I am coming in fired up and ready to go. And I come to you bearing gifts. This gift... You didn't ask for it, but you want it. You need it. This gift, a list. A list of Hartzell. You excited for this one? It's a sleep survey, Pete. Nothing more exciting and electrifying than a sleep survey.
You do know this is my hashtag least favorite seg on the show.
Hey, you know, I'm willing to get that trending. Hashtag least favorite seg. Brought to you by Peter L. Swing. The L stands for least favorite.
Keep doing the seg. I'm going to need a sig.
Whoa! Where did that come from? Oh, my God. All right, the survey from One Poll on behalf of Mattress Advisor. A lot of hot studies coming out in 2020. These are surveys you came
hot
for.
Hot studies.
This is a survey of pajama wearers versus non-pajama
PJs.
Wearers. PJs, if you will. So I have a list of top five things.
PJs
five.
For the Sleejays.
You like this list now, don't you? And he's back. And we got him back. Top five reasons to wear pajamas to go to bed. This sleep study, again, very important. Just came out last week. Top five reasons why to wear PJs versus to sleep in the nude. For the PJs, number five, they don't want people to actually see them naked. 24% of people say, you know what? That's personal. You got to pay for that privilege.
That's right.
Number four, 26% say they don't wash their sheets so frequently, so they'd rather sleep in PJs.
Yucky.
Yucky, yucky. Number three, 50%. Top reasons why to wear pajamas to go to sleep. Again, this is a very important survey that just came out last week. 50% say it's just a little bit more relaxing. You a PJ guy, you go commando.
I change it up.
Oh.
Just depending on the day.
Oh, how you feeling, huh?
Sometimes I sleep in my street clothes.
Feeling a certain kind of way.
Other times I'll throw on some comfy pants.
Mm.
Sometimes shirtless, sometimes shirt.
I like to see all those.
And then, as I've told you before on this show,
when
I do have trouble, commando.
Number two, 60% of people who prefer sleeping in PJs say they like to stay warm while they sleep. I'd rather be ice cold.
Yes.
I like being a little frozen tundra in the bed.
Put you in a lemonade on a summer day.
Number one, the top reason to wear PJs to sleep. This is your list of Hartzell. My name is Hartzell. It just feels more comfortable. How is that different than number three, which is relaxing? This list might be bad. This might be a stupid list, man. I'm sorry.
Not surprised.
Top reasons to sleep in the nude. Here we go. We'll turn it around.
Okay.
We're going to turn this segment around. List of Hartzell. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. Hashtag least favorite seg. Number five, top reasons to sleep in the nude. To increase your sex life. 23% say it helps them get that certain kind of weight.
Okay.
That real feel.
Happy Monday to you.
Number four, 36% say it's just healthier to sleep in the nude.
Is it?
Hey, sounds right to me.
Science. Let it breathe.
Science. Number three, which also, wow, number three was the same for both. 52% say they sleep in the nude for the relaxation. So that matches number three for why they sleep in PJs. So much like the New York Times editorial board, that cancels each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, why I sleep in the nude, I get too hot. That's 53%. So that's so interesting. So number two for why they sleep in PJs is where they want to stay warm. And these posts in number two say they get too hot. What a fascinating list.
This list
what a
is
fascinating
stupid.
Realization I just found. Wow, I can't wait to write up a synopsis for this list.
Apologize to the KC Morning host.
No,
who
no,
can't get these
one,
5 minutes back.
Hold on. Number ever. One, the top reason to sleep in the nude, 61% say, again, I should have read this before, and they said it's just more comfortable, which is the same as number three. Why the hell? Okay, this was dumb. One poll, do better. Do you want any more?
No.
I have some fallback
numbers
if you want to.
It's time.
36% say that.
Mm-mm.
Introverts are 45% of.
That's it.
Hold on. 26% of pajamas say they're clothed. Okay. You didn't like that one?
You tried. Look, you tried.
Here's, I got something that's going to fix it. We're going to move on to this. When I think luxury beverages, I think, obviously, PBR.
Lifting all that weight makes me feel just great. Now's the time I find got Blue Ribbon on my mind. I've got Pabst Blue Ribbon on my mind. More and more lately I find I've got a taste for living. I'm thinking whole Blue Ribbon. I've got Pabst Blue Ribbon on my mind.
Naturally good Pabst. A lot to look forward to.
Don't you miss those days when you had like the iconic jingles? PBR on my mind. Why are we talking PBR on this show? Because Pete's Pabst Blue Ribbon, introducing a luxury beer brand called Captain Pabst. Have you heard about this? Is this on your list of things you want to drink?
No.
Just like that. that, huh? Pretty quick. Well, here's the thing. If you ever do change your mind.
Yes.
Because, you know, we are beer drinkers now.
That's right.
We got after it this weekend. The first beer in the line of Captain Peps is going to be an IPA. You an IPA guy? I know you are because you chugged them down this weekend. The IPA is going to be called Seabird. Don't get it, but okay. Hitting stores in Chicago.
This is among the worst ideas.
And Wisconsin.
I've heard in a while.
No word if they're going to go nationwide. Would you take one if they had a nationwide?
Yes. I'm actually not a big IPA fan.
A little too heavy?
Contrary to popular belief, yeah.
It's a headache.
I just don't know. I mean, craft beers, dare I say craft beers in general are just overrated?
Whoa! Whoa! Pretentious Pete does not like craft beers? What?
I think craft beers, like Game of Thrones.
Oh, no. What are you doing
overrated.
Right now? What are you doing right now? Whoa! You know the city you live in right now, currently? We're big craft beer guys around here.
I'll have it. I just, sometimes I'm like, do hops make a beer better?
The answer is yes.
No.
You know? Listen, wait.
I don't know.
We got a wino over here. Hey, I get it, though. Vino for the Sweeno.
That's right.
Understandable. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with this, Pete. Mm-hmm. Concert announcement. Okay. I was going to do that New Music Monday thing that we introduced last week.
Sure.
I don't have any follow through, so we're going to do that maybe next Monday. Yeah. Although,
If you're going to dry hump me, at least buy me dinner first. You know what I mean?
Went straight to dry humping, man. I know it's a squirrely Monday, but god dang.
We say we're going to do the segment. I don't get the segment again. You're dry humping me.
Coming to town June 25th, Starlight Theater. It's been
1 week since you looked at me. I love this song.
Let's go, y'all. Bare Naked Ladies. The Bare Naked Ladies with also the Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket. Like, honestly, this is going to be an excellent show. Like, 90s everything. Love it. Get your tickets. Let's see. This Friday, tickets go on sale January 24th. 10 a.m. Starlight. Casey Starlight. .com. This is your jam right here. Let's get that chorus so that we can move on. Here we go. I do too. I have a tendency to take it off my shirt, man. And with that, I was gonna say we take it to sports. We already did sports.
We did.
So I guess now we should take a sweep.
Let's go to films. We missed it on Friday.
And do some flicks on Friday. Run it back
on
Monday.
So now flicks on Friday on Monday.
Flicks on Friday on Monday. Coming up next, right here on the Casey Morning Show.
The Casey Morning Show.
If it's Friday on your Casey Morning Show, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get the expert analysis, the expertise, if you will, credibility. From Fox 4 film critic Sean Edwards. Hello.
What's up,
friend.
Man? What's up? This is a big Friday right here, though.
You got a bunch of stuff. So we were coming in.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things are happening. But this Friday is sort of like 20 plus years in the making.
20 plus years in the making.
Bad Boys back.
Oh, Bad Boys for life.
Bad Boys back, man.
I am so excited.
Bad Boys back.
We're going to talk about that one in a second.
Bad Boys back.
But I want to grab you real quick because you had the Critics' Choice Awards.
Yeah, they happened Sunday night.
How did it go?
This past Sunday went great.
Because we talked about it on Monday. We talked about how our boy Jason Sudeikis had them socks on.
Yeah, Critics' Choice is a fun show. It's very similar to the Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. It's table style. The liquor's flowing.
It has to.
Every single star in Hollywood's in the building. I had a great seat.
Where they put you? Because you helped run this thing. So I want to know where they put the movers and shakers of these shows.
Let's sit at Eddie Murphy's table.
Oh.
Right next to the Marriage Story table.
Oh.
Right next to the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood table.
Okay, so.
Hanging out with Quentin.
So you in the front of the room, not in the back.
Oh, never in the back.
My man. Okay, so since we do got a stacked little Friday, let's get right into these movies.
Let's start with the worst. Doolittle.
We have no choice but to embark on this perilous journey.
Are you Dr. Doolittle?
Hard pass. That's hard pass.
Robert Downey Jr.
Cashed his check. Marvel money must be good. Marvel money must be real good. Because dude slept walk through this. I've never seen him look more lifeless and bored in anything he's ever been
Are
in.
You for real? Is that bad?
Dude.
Like, will kids like it?
No.
I'm trying to play
they
devil's advocate.
They wanted it to be sort of like a kid's movie. I think kids will be bored. Hard pass.
What we got next?
My man Tyler Perry, A Fall from Grace.
Yes, okay.
When you wake up, you don't know that today will be the day to change your life.
Grace, please tell me what happened. What did he do to you?
It's not that bad.
Really? Okay.
It stars Crystal Fox. She's actually amazing in the movie.
So what's the premise, though?
Man, the premise is...
Without giving too much away.
No,
if you can.
It's a Tyler Perry movie. You already know what's going to happen. Like, are you kidding me? Really? No, Crystal Fox, man. She's a 50-plus-year-old woman. She's in jail, prison, wherever. You're trying to find out why. She's been accused of killing her lover. Like, she finds a new love. It's sort of like a murder mystery. And you can definitely tell that Tyler Perry must have watched an Alfred Hitchcock movie the night before he started filming. That's all I'm going to say.
If you got Netflix,
why not? It's on Netflix. Why not? All you got to do is push a button to start. And if you don't like it, you push a button to stop.
Let's talk about the big ones, the ones we kind of like a little bit.
No, the last one, the final one, Bad Boys for Life.
This thing till the wheels fall off.
Put your glasses on.
That was a bad throw.
You were right about the glasses.
These are like HD.
Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back.
I need you to tell me.
Albeit Martin Lawrence is a little pudgy and bloated in this one. Man.
I need you to tell me.
Woo!
I need you to tell me this is good.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal with Bad Boys for Life.
Okay. Tell me I'm going to dig in a little bit.
Actually very good.
Yes! Okay, thank God.
It's actually, it's a minor miracle.
I can never tell with you, man.
Here's the thing, though. No, but here's the thing. Bad Boys for Life atones for the sins of Bad Boy 2. And it's somewhat on par with Bad Boys. Two new young cats who directed this movie actually give it just enough of a human touch to where it's almost a little moving. You can definitely tell Will Smith's got that swagger back because he's made a couple of movies recently that were like, woo. And Martin Lawrence is funny. And then they were smart enough to inject some freshness into it. So there's a group of young cops in the movie, including Vanessa Hudgens.
Whoa, what?
Yes.
What?
Now, I'm not going to sit here and say they're not a lot of speed bumps. Because there's some speed bumps. The plot's a little contrived. And then for some reason, Hollywood always falls into these Hispanic stereotypes.
So there's
plenty of that. I'm not going to sit here and say it's a perfect movie. It's a very watchable movie. It's very entertaining. It immediately connects you to the first Bad Boys.
That's exactly what I want.
They deal with like Will Smith and Martin Lawrence getting older. Like, I mean, it's just a really great throwaway movie.
That.
Bad Boys for Life is definitely satisfying.
You got your film coming out.
Yeah.
On DVD.
On Tuesday. We'll go quick on that. Black and Blue on DVD. Check it out. Naomi Harris.
Every cop and criminal in this city is coming for her. So what you gonna do?
I'm gonna expose him.
You're a strong woman.
You have no idea.
Black and Blue, rated R.
She's a rookie cop, man. She witnesses some of her colleagues.
For those who don't know, a rookie black cop.
Yeah, rookie black cop who witnesses the police, her colleagues. They commit a murder. She catches it on her body cam. And they're like, uh-oh, she just saw us doing some bad stuff. Then it turns into this whole... We got to catch her before she gets this footage downloaded and everybody sees what we did. We shot it entirely in New Orleans. So New Orleans is an incredible backdrop. So we're really proud of
that.
Hell
yeah, man.
So,
you get at what you do. So you EP this one or what?
I just worked as sort of like an associate producer.
There we go.
So I still got my training wheels on.
But I'm about to
take the training wheels off in 2020. So we did that. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on digital, but it's available on DVD for your home entertainment viewing pleasure.
That's
Tuesday.
This Tuesday. I'm very excited to check it out.
Yeah,
very,
man.
Very excited.
Yeah, yeah.
So shall we talk about this?
It is a big morning in Hollywood. The nominees for the 92nd Academy Awards were just announced. We have a complete list. Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Little Women, and Parasite.
Oscars.
Explain what happened and what you think.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people is probably upset and they want to know what happened to Jennifer Lopez and why she did not get nominated for Hustlers. Here's the deal, though, what a lot of people don't understand. Film critics and people with Twitter accounts don't vote for the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
People like believe the hype without understanding the process. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like hype, 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 but no, stop, push, pause. You got to understand the process. You got to understand the membership. You got to understand the makeup of the people that vote. So I never really thought Jennifer Lopez had much of a shot. If you want to call it a snub, you can. As a professional film critic, I don't personally think it was a snub. I just don't think she got enough votes because that membership's not checking for a movie like that or a performance like that. That's what happened to Jennifer Lopez. Now, a lot of people were upset about Adam Sandler not getting nominated for Best Actor for Uncut Gems.
Right.
Eddie Murphy not getting nominated for Dolomite Is My Name. Those two movies never really had a chance. The majority of the membership that makes up the Academy was never going to take those screeners home and watch Dolomite and Uncut Gems. So there was no way they were going to get it. It's just that it's not their type of movie. It's not the type of movie they're going to sit around during Thanksgiving break or Christmas break. You know, some of these people, you know, worked on a set of Gone with the Wind. So that's not happening. You know what
you're
I'm
right.
saying?
No, you're right. You're right.
It's not happening that way. I mean, that's just not, you know, they're going for the stuff that got the votes was safe.
Yeah.
Now, the biggest surprise to me was All the Love for the Joker.
Yeah, man,
I would
what
have
the hell
never
was that?
Bet money that the Joker would have been the movie
Didn't
that received
that
the most nominations. But just because a movie receives the most nominations doesn't necessarily win, which leads me to be like, the best performance of the year didn't get nominated for Best Actress.
Yeah, let's just talk about what we need to talk about.
Lupita Nyong'o's performance in Us was the best performance, male, female, transgender. She played two. She played two different characters in the same movie, and she did it so very freaking well. She created her own language. You know how everybody's been giving all these accolades to Joaquin Phoenix. She's like, oh, my God, the physicality that he threw out there on screen was so I mean, Lupita did the same thing.
Same thing.
But it wasn't a situation of hashtag Oscars so white. Horror films just never seem to get love because the same thing happened to Toni Collette, who was in Hereditary last year, and Toni Collette's white.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't get nominated for her performance, and her performance was the best performance out of any performance in 2018. But guess what? I created an organization called the African American Film Critics Association, and our awards are on January 22nd, and she won Best Actress there. So, hey, there you go.
Where can people find you, Sean?
Man, just any social media platform, S. Edwards KC. That's S. Edwards KC, Twitter, Instagram, just SHAWN Edwards on Facebook, and just watch Fox 4 News, man.
Got that screening room, baby.
Yeah, watch Fox 4, man. Fox 4 has been committed to covering movies now for 50 years. We're like a legacy station when it comes to entertainment.
How long have you been doing this?
20 out of the 50, but before me was a guy by the name of Doug Moore, incredible film critic, man. Taught me a lot about the game. So, yeah, I've been there 20 years. In fact, I'm having a big 20th anniversary party in August.
Is this me inviting myself?
Yeah, no, you did.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Be ready for this one, though.
Oh, we're about to turn it out big.
Oh man, they better be ready for this one.
If Eddie's coming, you better let me know.
Have all kind of people.
You better let me know. Ooh, don't tease me.
I'm trying to get my girl Jennifer Lawrence to come.
Oh,
too.
Don't tease me.
That's my homie.
All right, I absolutely just invited myself. We just put that in stone.
Jennifer's the homie for real. Yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I got stories that cannot be on the KC Morning Show.
I'm about to kill your mic.
Stories that cannot be on the.
I'm about to kill this mic. We have some conversations.
Jennifer Lawrence is the homie. She's cool. Cool people.
Sean, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, man. Bad Boys for Life.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Thank you, Sean. Fox 4. Film critic Sean Edwards, The Screening Room. You can check that out on Fox 4. I'm the longest
official partner of your KC Morning Show.
Oh, Radio Henry is back.
Thank you, Sean Edwards. Always happy to have a friend of the show. Oh, Bad Boy, what you gonna do?
Bad Boys for Life. Go check it out. Big fan of that one. Pete, I know you have to get out of here, but have you put together a list of things maybe we could put together? Maybe things we could go do in Kansas City.
Not a ton that I saw going on. There's a lot of volunteer events. Monday, Tuesday is always soft in KC. Did you find any
parties?
Yeah!
Oh, my. What is this? Oh, goodness.
Hey, Kelsey did this, not me. Kick
it! One day we'll be able to play two sounds at once in a system for this podcast. That day is not today.
Not today.
I just have some games to talk about.
Okay.
Kansas plays Kansas State, which is usually a big game. Kansas should blow them out of the water.
Yep.
It's at Lawrence, so.
Allen Fieldhouse, you
mean? 6 o'clock on Tuesday. That happens on ESPN2. And then the only other sporting event I see is Mizzou basketball.
Don't waste your time.
Against Texas A&M. They're probably going to lose, too. 8 o'clock on ESPNU. So you have a nice basketball Tuesday if you're into college hoops. You got to fight for your right to play. But let's be honest. All anyone cares about right now is
I love when it matches up like that. I love when we hear it and just go ahead. Keep going, man. That was just excellent. You hit that post so well. Keep on going.
All everyone cares about right now is the road to the Super Bowl. We are now 13 days away from the big game in Miami.
That was editing porn right there, the way you hit it so smooth. Ah!
49ers at Chiefs, and this is a fun fact, too, for Chiefs fans. The Chiefs are technically the home team, so you'll get that red for the Super Bowl, which everybody wants, as opposed to...
Ooh, you think we go red on red?
The alternative. No.
You don't think so?
No, this will be the classic uniform.
Nah.
Yeah. But it should be a fun.
You're just hearing it. You're hearing it so well, Pete.
Should be a fun 2 weeks.
I love it.
And again, even for you casual fans out there who just want to learn more about the team leading up to the game, arrowheadpride.com. That's my regular gig. Please check it out. We'll have updates leading up to it. There should be more media this week. More out of Arrowhead Stadium. Headed there today. Noon, Andy Reid. 610 Sports Radio will have you covered too. It should be a fun 2 week stretch here. We'll have you Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I'm gonna need Friday, you. I come I'm gonna to need you. You this week, man.
Friday, I'll come to you from Tampa, and then next week I'll come to you from Miami. So that'll be fun. I can't wait to brag on Friday about the weather.
I feel like we're gonna get some exclusive.
I'll give you a real
audio.
Feel.
Give me that real feel from the beach.
I'll give you the real feel of Kansas City, and then I'll quickly tell you how much better my real feel is.
You know what?
This your. Miami Morning Show.
Well, hey, I hope you have a good time. We got plenty of time before that. We'll figure all this stuff out.
So Wednesday, we're still back in here. Yeah,
still back.
But I'm excited. Yeah, as you can tell. I don't try to get too high up, but going to Florida to see the team play and getting to follow them around Miami, and I'm sure I'm going to be stressed. It's just something that...
Not a bad perk of the job, huh?
When you cover football, you want to cover the Super Bowl. So this will be fun.
It's a Super Bowl for everybody, yourself included.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you get us some audio? I know one of the big things about Super Bowl week is that media day where everyone like kind of you got like the characters.
There's almost this is why I'm stressed out because at Arrowhead Pride.
Are you afraid you're not gonna be cool enough? Is that what it is?
No, so it is what it is.
A lot of cool guys do that.
The funding is such that like I'm probably just gonna be a big team of one. I'll have people back here helping me out, and there is just so much sound and interviews and I'm gonna be I'm gonna rely on you to plan the morning show quite a bit.
Well, I guess in that case, I guess we're going to take a couple weeks off. That's what that means.
Okay. Arsenal is not signing up for work.
No. On that note, I guess I need to go read some instructions on how to do this thing, I guess, if you're going to be leaving me. Let's get out of here, Pete. You got to do some TV. Mm-hmm. My name's Arsenal. Give me some letters, Pete. What's a letter?
R.
Peter R. Sweet, and the R stands for Are You Ready?
The KC Morning Show.